This is Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick Schwert on new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
It's 522 Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. I'm Nick Schwert. Happy to have you with us on a lovely Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow we got Matt Galloway in studio. What movie is he reviewing? Schindler's List. That's right. What a way to kick off the weekend. Reviewing a Holocaust movie. A three-hour Holocaust movie that's filmed in black and white. Maybe we should be taking that into consideration more with these movies. Like, is this a good way to end the week? Is it a good way to end the week talking about a really, really drab movie? Like, perhaps the most depressing movie ever. Besides, like, Requiem for a Dream. You ever seen that?
No, I've heard it's terrible.
Yeah, it's a lot about drug use.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't like that one.
Like the song, though.
What song?
Are you serious?
Like the song from the movie?
Yeah.
How do you know that if you haven't seen the movie?
Because they use that all the time in like sports highlights.
That is the most
makes deep... anything intense.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't get as intense as the end of that movie. Let's just say
I'm not gonna watch it.
Now you know what? No, I can't even say it. I literally cannot even like try and like tongue in cheek describe the end of that movie. And if you've seen the end of that movie, you know exactly why, because you're thinking of the same scene I am and you're thinking, don't do it. Don't do it, because you're going to get in trouble. And I will. Like, I'm usually willing to say whatever. I'm not even going to begin to describe the end of that scene.
Okay.
Because it is vile what is happening in the final 5 minutes of that movie. And we will never, ever review that movie on these airwaves, ever. Maybe in like a podcast form we could do that, unaffiliated with KLWN. Maybe we need to, that's what we need to do. We need to start a podcast and we just call it Unaffiliated. That way we're just on the surface, we are completely unaffiliated with KLWN. That way we could say whatever we wanted. And then we can talk about what happens at the end of that scene. I'm Nick Schwert, Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. It's time for another edition of the most self-explanatory segment in the history of sports talk radio. It is time for Let's Rank Stuff. And we are today ranking the best and worst Father's Day gifts. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. I would suspect that about 38% of our listeners have gotten their Father's Day gifts already. Am I not being fair enough? You think it's above 50?
Let's just go 50.
Have you gotten yours?
I have.
I have too. But yours is different because you have to get it ahead of time, right? Because yeah, your dad's in California. Yeah. So you probably already got yours in the mail, I'd hope.
Well, I didn't send it to myself. Sent it to him.
Oh, you bought it online.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, well, let's start with the worst gifts. These are the absolute worst gifts that you can get your father. And these aren't specific because I want to guide you in the right direction. And in order to guide you in the right direction, I have to be overarching. I have to give you general gifts that wouldn't be good as opposed to specific, because there's a lot to contemplate. So the fifth worst gift that you could get your dad for Father's Day are anything that hints that he needs to change something about himself. This would be in the ilk of if your dad's a couch potato and you get him a bunch of workout clothes. Like, you get him that dry fit tank top. You get him that Fitbit bracelet. You get him that iPod sleeve that he can put on his arm. You're kind of hinting on the fact that, hey, man, you could maybe use a little bit of physical activity in your life. And that's okay to hint at your dad, but not on Father's Day. Not on Father's Day. No passive-aggressive gifts. That's the best way of saying this. No passive-aggressive gifts. If you don't like his fashion, if he wears a bunch of bowling shirts, you know, don't get him a bunch of nice polos if they're not his style. Get him what he wants. Get him something that's going to make him feel happy, not something that's going to make him feel like he's out of his element. If your dad likes to wear Birkenstock sandals, don't get him, you know, a pair of boat shoes. That's not his style. Get him some Birkenstocks. Get him an updated pair. Let your dad be himself. If your dad wears cargo shorts and you want him switching to Dickies, just get him the cargo shorts, man. That's what he wants. That's what he likes. Don't make this extreme dad makeover day on Father's Day. Just make it personal.
Make it Father's Day?
Make it Father's Day, man. Don't make it extreme makeover day. No passive-aggressive gifts. That's number five. Number four, the fourth worst thing you can get your father. I call these the I didn't try gifts. I call these the throwaway gifts. The gifts that you could get your dad just for the heck of it. Don't get these for your dad for Father's Day. Don't get your dad a pair of socks for Father's Day. Get your dad a pair of socks just because you think he could use a new pair of socks. Don't get your dad a new coffee mug. You know if you go to your dad's house right now and you open that cupboard, you know he's got a dozen coffee mugs. You know he's got more coffee mugs than he needs to do with. And you know who's going to be most upset about getting your dad a new coffee mug? Your mom. Because your mom already wants him to throw half of them away. He's like, no, I like those ones. I like my 1985 Royals World Series champion coffee mug. He doesn't need a new one. You know that. You know your dad doesn't need more wrenches. You know he doesn't need more tools. He's got a garage full of them. Don't get him any I didn't try gifts. Don't get him any throwaway gifts. That's number four. Number three on the worst gifts you can get your dad. This is a little controversial. This is one that's going to stir some people up because I think some dads out there like getting these gifts. I think some mothers, sisters, sons like getting these gifts for their dads. But no grooming products, man. Don't get your dad nose hair trimmer. Don't get him the Brett Favre 5-blade unibrow trimmer that you saw in the infomercial at 2 a.m. Don't get him the ear hair trimmer. That's gross, man. All you're telling your dad is, I think you're ugly. I don't think you're upkeeping yourself enough. Again, let your mom handle that. Right? If you want, this is speaking from someone who's getting a gift for their dad. You're not getting this for your husband because he's a father. This is essentially from child to dad. Anybody besides the wife. If it's an uncle, if it's a friend of the family, whatever. But don't get him grooming products. All I hear, if you're giving me grooming products, it's that, hey, you should probably work harder at trimming your nose hairs up. I know, man. I get it. But I don't want to be judged on Father's Day. I just want to be accepted for who I am. Number two, worst things you can get your dad for Father's Day? Gag gifts, man. And if you're wondering what constitutes a gag gift, I would say a general rule of thumb is if it has a button on it that you can push to make something start singing, that's probably a gag gift. The Billy Bass fish? The trophy fish.
Oh, gosh.
Take me to the river. And it like sticks its head out and starts blowing.
Well, it had different songs. It also had Don't Worry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What was it called? It's like the Billy Bass fish one. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I don't think anybody's buying the singing bass fish anymore.
That was like an early 2000s.
But you know what has effectively replaced that type of gift? Are the visors with the fake frosted tip hair. And you don't see many guys wearing it, but every time I see it, I go, you didn't pick that out. Bro, you did not walk into the store and buy that hat. You did not walk into the store and think, I need that. My hair is not good enough. But this frosted, because if you're the kind of guy who's going to have frosted tips, you're just going to have frosted tips. You're not going to say, I'm not bold enough to wear these, but you know what? I'm going to get the visor with it on them. Because it combines two of the worst things in the world. It combines visors, which are not cool at all, and it combines frosted tips, man. The worst hairstyle a man could possibly have.
I think we should buy one of those for David, and if we get to a point where he loses some bet, that's what he has to do. He has to wear that during like a KU football game or something.
That's the worst hairstyle a man can possess. And now you're like, no, I want it, actually. I want a fake one of it. Nobody buys those for themselves. Those are always gag gifts. And if you're getting your dad that, if you're at the store right now, if you're in the parking lot about to walk into the store to buy that, start the car back up and drive away. Drive away now. Because you're doing yourself a disservice and you're dishonoring your father. All right, and the number one, the worst gift you can get your dad for Father's Day, anything that he has to put together, / anything that requires him to work. This goes back to the tools.
No, Daddy, no!
This goes to anything that says, world's greatest dad on it. This is an all-encompassing one because I couldn't fit it all into one. But, like, anything that he has to work for or anything that says world's greatest dad. And I couldn't decide on which one was number one, so I had to go with two of them there.
If it's something you have to assemble, assemble it yourself or offer to assemble it after he opens it.
Absolutely. If you're getting him a new kitchen set and you're like, okay, well, we got to take off now. Have fun with that. There's the instructions. It's in Chinese, but I'm sure you can use Google Translate and figure it out. What are you doing, man? What are you doing? If you're getting him like a bunch of plants, a bunch of stuff that he needs to go out and plant, you heard Jesse Newell in the last segment. You know what? The best thing you can get for Father's Day is something that's relaxing, man. Don't create a ton of work for him. And the all-encompassing one is stay away from the world's greatest dad stuff. I would just say, everybody has it. If you want to get it on a coffee mug, that's fine, but we went back to coffee mugs earlier. Every dad has enough coffee mugs. Don't put it on a t-shirt because that's just wrong. Because when you're putting that on a t-shirt, he has to wear it. You got it for him. Dad, where's your world's greatest dad shirt? All right, let me go change real quick. And then he's got to walk around in public wearing that shirt. And every dad who has one of those shirts knows that if you wear it, you're doing it begrudgingly. You're doing it because your son or your wife got it for you, and now you have to wear it. You have to wear it because you don't want to seem like a ungrateful father. So anything that causes him to work, anything that says world's greatest dad, all-encompassing, those are the worst gifts you can get for Father's Day. It's Let's Rank Stuff, Rock Chalk Sports Talk, New FM 101.7, 1320 KLWN. Now let's get into the good stuff. We've told you what not to get. This is the direction that you need to go into. The best gifts you can get for your dad, top five. Here's number five. I have found that there are two types of men in the world. Either men who like to golf or men who like to fish. Occasionally,
rotten fish crotch.
There are men who like to do both. What was the context of that?
I think you were talking about that Nashville Predators guy who snuck in the catfish last week.
Two types of men, either fishing men or golfing men. I feel like 99% of guys fall under one of those categories. Then there's 1% who fall under both. So if you're getting your dad, identify which kind of guy he is. Either get him some fishing stuff or get him some golfing stuff. Which one of those does your dad fall
both,
under?
Both, honestly.
There you go, yeah. Man.
In either category.
I you know what? Somebody's going to lie and say, oh, I don't like either. You like one of the two. You do. It's all encompassing, man. Everybody I know either golfs or they fish. I'm a golfer. David Lawrence is a fisher. You are?
I do a little both.
Do you, though?
I mean, not very often. I don't have a set of clubs out here, but back home,
I don't even know what you do. I don't know what you do for fun.
And let's keep it that way.
I know. You're shrouded in mystery. Every dad does one or the other, fishing or golf stuff. That's number five. Fourth best thing you can get your dad for Father's Day. Every dad likes steaks. Every dad likes steaks. Get him some steaks. It's not that expensive. Oh, yeah. Side note, he's going to cook them for you because every dad wants to be the master of his domain on the grill. Your dad's going to want to cook them. Like, not even like you have to cook them. No, he's going to want to because he cooks them better than you, or so he thinks. So let him cook them. Oh, yeah, and by the way, you just bought yourself dinner, too. And it's not like a selfish gift. It's not like, oh, you just did this because you wanted steaks. It's like, no, man, I bought steaks for the whole family. Now dad's going to cook them for everybody. And you know what? If you don't want to do the steaks, just get him some grilling accessories. Get him some tongs. Get him some spatula. Stay away from the cookbook, though. Stay away from the cookbook because one thing your dad does not want to be told on Father's Day is how to cook. Because getting him a cookbook is essentially saying, you could use some assistance with your grilling methods.
You're taking like every gift that they give you. Like, well, you can do better at this end.
Do you want me to sugarcoat it and then have you continue to give mediocre gifts for your dad? I'm trying to help here. And in order to help you give the best gifts for Father's Day, I have to be brutally honest. I have to tell you exactly what dads are thinking.
It's important to note if that neither one of us
okay,
are dads.
If you want me to just sit here and say, dad loves every gift you get them. Okay, that's a fun segment. That's really helpful. Oh, they love everything. Don't try. Don't even try. Just go close your eyes and go and point to the first thing you see at the department store and get it for your dad because he'll love it. Like, is that what you want me to say? Or do you want me to help?
I'm getting texts out the wazoo from my mom. We love our coffee cups. Dad loves nose hair trimmers. Oh, man, we wear our t-shirts, too. Just hitting up, like, every part of the worst.
Oh, man. Have I listed anything that you got your dad? You can't say it on the air.
Yeah, I can't say it on the air. But yes, we can talk about it off air.
Did I list? Was it in the worst things?
Yes.
Oh, I am sorry, Mr. Johnson. I'm sorry. I'm trying to help, man. That's all I'm doing. I'm not coming from a place of anything but kindness. I want every dad to have the best Father's Day possible. If that makes me a bad guy, then I'm sorry. Number three, third best thing you can get your dad. How about some fancy booze? Some nice whiskey. If your dad, maybe a nice six-pack of beer that you picked out. Dad's not a drinker? How about a nice box of cigars? Most guys like one or the other.
Kind of like the fishing or the golf.
Like most guys, like, don't even, maybe you don't drink a lot. Maybe you don't smoke cigars, but it's a nice thing to have around. You're sitting out on the porch or the patio, nice summer night. Light up a couple stogies with the guys. What's wrong with that? It's a nice special occasion type of gift, and it's not going to cost you that much. Number two, let's rank stuff. Best and worst Father's Day gifts. We're in the best. The second best thing you can get your dad for Father's Day, sports tickets, especially if it's coming from a sports family, right? Because it's just a great thing for Father's Day. It's a special event type of deal. It's not something that you could get every single year. It's not something that everybody's going to get. It's a special one-time thing. It's going to create lasting memories. That's a gift that keeps on giving, especially if it's a good game. Sports tickets, kind of a no-brainer, but that's number two, best things you can get your dad for Father's Day. And finally, number one, again, this isn't specific, but that's kind of the point here because I want to let you use your creativity given the blueprint that I'm presenting. The best thing you can get your dad is something he'd never do or get for himself.
Let's do all the things that you want to do.
And you may be thinking, well, that's kind of vague. What exactly does that include? Think about it. That's the number one thing you should be thinking every Father's Day. What would he never buy for himself? What would he never go do unless we got it for him? Maybe it's a road trip. Maybe it's a special little golf outing or a fishing trip, or you want to go see Cooperstown or some place that you'd never been to before. Maybe it's a nice watch that he would never buy. Maybe it's a nice pair of shoes you saw him looking at but he'd never purchase for himself. It's the creativity that's going to set you apart on Father's Day. I hope I've helped. I hope if you're a dad, you get one of the last five gifts and not one of the first five. Mr. Johnson, I'm sorry, but apparently you're getting
too late.
One of the first five from Derek. But next year, man, only 367 days until next Father's Day. And
you need a new calendar.
368?
365.
Well, no, next Father's Day is not till a year from this coming Sunday. Come on.
I need to think ahead. Better math.
He's Derek Johnson. I'm Nick Schwartz at Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.